With three praises that ain't said nothing all day. You've been too good to just sit there. You've been too kind for us to act like we deserved it. You've been faithful when we've cheated. You've covered and kept us in God for those of us that have let life dull our praise. We want to pause to say thank you. We've played with it. We've toyed with it. But God, you are worthy of all of the glory, all of the praise, because you are God all by yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe in miracles are going to happen. Shirley Caesar said, you're next in line. Y'all ain't ready for Shirley said, you're next in line for a miracle. I don't know what you came looking for, but if I'm next in line, I ought to be able to see what's happening. Y'all don't talk to me. Some of us have to be expecting for something to happen, for us to be excited about what's happening. Mark chapter 10, Voices. Children did an awesome God, our children's awesome job today. I want to thank our leaders for working with our children. Amen. I'm amazed that we've let children slip through. Because when all of them get successful, some of them, y'all gonna talk to me about this. There was a time you didn't hear a story of a success story without hearing about how they started in the church. We have to make sure we keep our children at the forefront of what we are doing. Because legacy is what you leave behind. Not money. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You get through that insurance money real quick. But the lessons, they linger on a little while. A little while longer. Mark chapter 10, verse 28 through 30 says this. Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. Jesus says, answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house and brethren and sisters and fathers or mothers or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Huh? Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, and children, and lands with persecutions. And in the world to come, eternal life. I want to talk about the benefits of being all in. The benefits of being all in, the benefits of being all in. You don't get them at cash jobs under the table. You don't get them when you are part-time. You don't get them if they pay you under the table. You don't get them with a handshake agreement. It's when you get a reputable company that plans to be around for a while, when they give you the offer letter, somewhere in there says, and benefits. I know I'm not the only person that have looked on Indeed and seen what they said per hour. Left the computer, got to your phone, and typed that number in and multiplied it by 40. Because I need to know what this pay really is. Yeah, but then you go down and they say, this is the pay, but after probation, then you can apply for benefits. Yeah. Benefits, they are health insurance, vision insurance. They got sick days, PTO. Y'all don't want to talk to me. FMLA. Dental insurance. Partnerships and discounts, because they give you a special website you can log in and find out who they got agreements with. That ain't in your pay. That's just the benefit. But you can't get, and when they give you the new employee manual, when they get to the part of benefits, what they tell you is, this doesn't apply to everybody. Part-time employees, ineligible. It don't mean they don't offer it. You don't qualify because you're not full. And when you are with God, I realize we're in a relationship that I qualify for some benefits. That one of the benefits is understanding who he is. Because sometimes I've questioned him because I didn't understand who he really was. Come on, y'all. You had to have a mama like mine. You would be talking to her sometimes when you was a kid, and she wouldn't correct you. She'd just ask you, do you know who you're talking? I need somebody with me. And when you're not all in with God, sometimes he just looks at you and say, do you know? You can't learn him real good part-time. God. Oh, I felt it right there. God is not a part-time lover. SZA won't get him on the weekend. Yeah, that ain't in my notes. It just dropped in me. God is love. Just for the weekend. God is love. If God is love, then I have to understand that if he's love, then he is God. And if God is love, then it means he transcends whatever love is. That is what defines who God is. If God is love, then if your love is understood, can't be God. Love. It's a strange thing. Corinthians, he says, love is patient, love is kind. But it also says love is long-suffering. Yeah. Love don't always make sense. Love make you stay when feelings want to make you leave. Love, happiness, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Come on, y'all, love. So many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Because there's a possibility you'll look at me differently. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew by that life, things were destined to change. Love. That'll make you do stuff for free you never said you'd do for $1 million. Love. that'll let everybody question, what are you doing still in that situation? And the only answer you got is that I love. Genesis 1 and 1, God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And between chapter 1 and chapter 3, the one that he loved the most had already messed up, and it couldn't come back to him. So he had to come down to it. And they said, God, why did you do it? And Jesus himself said, for God so loved. I'm sorry. Love. Children's church, when I was little, had a song, Love Lifted Me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Can I give you some of these benefits of being in love with God? The first thing is that it is a call to sacrifice. Yeah. Peter, I like Peter. Everybody need a Peter in their life that'll say whatever come across their mind. See, I'm tired of people around me that's thinking stuff they won't say, so I don't even know I need to get you out of my life because you ain't said nothing. Peter said to Jesus himself, I left everything for you. I'm sorry. We have left all and follow thee. Yeah. It's sacrifice. Sacrifice. I like sacrifice. Sacrifice has a lot of different definitions. The first one was the definition for what happens to animals on the farm in religious ceremonies, that they would destroy a killer animal and they would sacrifice it as a religious sacrifice. The other one that I really like is what God does with us, is that sometimes it seems like his sacrifice is a chess move. In chess, the term sacrifice is a move intended to allow an opponent to win a pawn or piece for a strategic victory. You thought you was losing. But God said, no, I just sacrificed that part. Because you're going to come out. See, how do you know, Pastor? Because it's echoed throughout all of Scripture. That Abraham leaving his homeland was a sacrifice. Ruth leaving Moab was a sacrifice. Paul abandoning his status as a Pharisee was a sacrifice. I don't understand these people today that want to follow Jesus but don't want it to cost nothing. A costless Christianity is not biblical. Okay, let me say it how I feel it. I'm tired of soft Christians that can't go through nothing. Everything rock your world. Your world is turned upside down just because it's cold outside. Do you understand that if you lived in a different part of the country, that 40 would be a blessing? You up in here, I fought my way to church. Baby, it wasn't even raining. The sun was out. What was... You left from the heat in your house to the heat in your car. Talking about you sacrificed the car. People, I'm tired of folks can't take nothing. Well, Pastor, what does that have to do with us today? Because a costless Christianity soon becomes a crossless Christianity. Because the cross was a cost. Yeah. I know. Even unbelievers, they say they spiritual. Yeah. They quote Romans 8:28. Mm-hmm. All things work together for my good. That ain't all that verse. Mm-mm. It's a B clause in that verse. You got to love him. And be caught. Yeah. See, some of us want to get the paycheck, but don't want to do the work. I have been around enough of the fivefold to understand the difference between the people that hold an office and people that sit in a seat. people that hold the office means that you sometimes go by and you do one of the 5-4, but then you sit in the seat. That is who you are. I am never proclaim myself to be a prophet. I've never put it on a flyer, didn't put it on the front of the church that I was a prophet. But for about 15 seconds, can I prophesy to y'all? I got a word for you. I don't know if money is coming. I don't know if a check in your mailbox. I don't know if you got a family member over in South Africa with some land that they just left you and they're going to send you the check for it. I don't know. My word of prophecy is this. Go to work for 2 weeks. Money coming. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because everything is not coming to you easy. Some stuff you're going to have to work for. See, some of us understand that my sacrifice is why I praise and don't care. You trying to figure out why I won't sit down, why they so loud, why they doing all of that. It ain't even that time of the service yet. But baby, I fooled around and started thinking about what God had done for me. And when you looked at me like I needed to sit down, I remember some other people that looked at me like I was crazy. And I had to start telling them, baby, you may want to move over. This is the wrong row because it's the loud section. You know, we get crunk over here. You shouldn't have sat behind me. I like to stand up every now and then. You don't know what it's cost me to get to where I am. Peter said, I'm here, but it cost me some stuff. Sick of delusional saints act like they ain't never had a bad day. I don't care what the word is. You might not use it no more, but you know where it fit. Y'all don't want to talk to me. He says we left all and followed you. First thing is a call of sacrifice. Second thing we see is the promise for provision. Jesus says, well, wait a minute now. There is no man. When we got ready to go on field trips in school, they would take us out of the classroom and put us in either the library or the gym or the cafeteria where it could fit all of us that were going to get on the buses. And what they would do was they would say in the regular classroom, everybody that's going on the field trip, grab your things and go to the cafeteria. You get in the cafeteria and there's somebody with a list telling whose name is going. They ain't just say everybody in the cafeteria get on the bus. Because you got to qualify. And all of the qualifying names on the form. So if you didn't fill out the form, don't come to the cafeteria. Because we're going to send you back to the class. So what Jesus does, he says, hey, I understand what you're saying, but let me qualify. Because if it didn't cost you nothing, what I'm finna tell you don't apply to you. Go down to a company tomorrow and sit in their new members orientation, new employees orientation, and you can hear all of the stuff that they offer their employees. But unless you filled out that job application, it don't apply. Jesus says, verily, no one has left house, brothers and sisters, or fathers, or mothers, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's sake, but he shall receive. Okay. First, you got to appreciate the sacrifice. But second thing, the biggest benefit is that you have to understand that when you sacrificed, you put it in his hand. Come here, pause for a second. For some of those of us that grew up in the old church that thought your only reward was in heaven, that ain't what this text says. I understand that if you're going, he'll make it better by and by. He will. But I got some stuff he promised me. Y'all don't talk. Watch this. And his exchange rate is unmatched. He didn't say, I'm going to give you a little more. He didn't even say, I'm going to give you what I gave Job. Because see, y'all so excited because somebody say you're going to get double for your trouble. That ain't what the text told me. I got 100 coming to me.
And the only time you get excited about double is if you don't know they had 100 for you. Come here real quick. Let me hand you $2. And you knew I had 100. You still standing now. Waiting on the rest. Oh, y'all don't talk to me. Because that's why I come to church sometimes, because I'm just showing up. Because he promised me some stuff I ain't got yet. Oh, y'all. His exchange rate is unmatched. He didn't say he was going to double it. He said, I'm going to give you 100. And see, the question is, do you trust God to handle it the way he said he was going to handle it? Because his resources is included in his multiplication. That's why I'm not worried about my stuff. Because I know who he is. It's all his stuff. The text says that they was counting cattle that he owned. Had stopped counting cattle. Started counting the hills. So he owns the cattle on 1,000. Y'all see, the problem is some of y'all don't know the Bible. You got to get that Bible in you. Because then you'll understand what he said. Paul says, Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. He said, I ain't got it yet, but he good for it. He says, I'm going to give you 100-fold of what you feel like you lost. But this blessing I'm going to give you is going to come with some persecution. You never said it would be easy. Yeah. Come here, James Lee. But I don't believe you brought me. You better learn to shout in the middle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Understand this. Y'all ready for this? I'm finna really bless you. Understand this. If you ain't going through nothing and the devil ain't attacking you, you running with him. Yeah. Understand this. Church people fight each other. The demons don't. No. Church people fight. Demons don't. Some of the messiest people I know don't never argue with each other. He says, with persecution. You're going to have to go through something. It won't be without problem, but it's going to come at a cost. They will attack you for your dedication while seeing your deliverance. Pause for a second. Rewind. Let me give it to you a different way. Some people attack you for your deliverance. You act like you all that. I am. Can I help y'all real quick with something that age gave me? I don't know. I know most of y'all might be above my age, so you've been here a long time, but I just got this. I embrace who I am. It's hard to throw meat in my face. I was with me last night. I know. Reverend, you know, you're supposed to be a preacher. Uh-huh. Yeah. My mama called me Otis. Name gonna be old. You come pastor. I appreciate it. I work hard in the role I do. Mama ain't head pastor. I got more time being Otis than I do. You better learn to listen and not judge for other people. Because the old folks say every dog got his day. With persecutions. You're going to have some problems. You're going to have some issues. You're going to go through some stuff. You might have your name sketched in time, but you're going to take some hits. It's not all going to be sunshine. It's not all going to be beautiful. You're going to cost you a little. Some people are going to look at you and say relationship goals and don't know you just finished fighting in the car. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because see, they want you to be perfect while justifying what they've been dealing with. Don't let nobody else put you on the scale. Okay, can I give you a little clarity? God waits until you're dead to judge you. I ain't letting nobody cut him in line. Y'all missed it. Hey, I got to give you this before I get out of this part. That the promise for provisions literally is this. Y'all ready for this? Do you trust him to give it to you? I was going the other day to pick up my daughter from school, and I got caught. It was an accident on the road, and I was trying to get around it, and I was too stubborn to put the GPS in to back up and go around, because I said as soon as I do that, they was going to clear up the incident. And I got to the school about 5 minutes later than what I normally would. So they took the kids from the car rider line and put them all in the front of the school. I came around the school, seen what nobody in the line, thought my wife is going to kill me. I don't know where this girl at. I sat in front of the door that they would normally send her out of. Wasn't nobody at the door no more. I pulled up to the front of the school. And as I jumped out my car with my heart beating fast, I seen my daughter with her face up to the window. Y'all missed it. I was late. I was running behind. I ran into an issue. But she never doubted I was coming. Woo. I pushed the door open and said, hey, baby. She said, daddy, they moved me, but I knew you was coming. See, some of us get mad because he might not come when you want him to come. But when he show up, you better know what you ought to be doing when he show up. Y'all just said that miracles is on the way. Clark sister say, I'm looking for a miracle. Okay, I didn't get out my second point last Sunday. I'm looking for a miracle. I'm expecting the impossible. Okay, I can see the invisible. The sky is the limit. What have you stopped expecting God for because you put it above his ability to give you? The sky is my limit. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Okay. The call of sacrifice, the promise for provisions. The third thing is the reward of eternity. He says that I'm going to give it to you in this lifetime. Everything that I'm promising you, this hundredfold, you're going to get that day. You're going to get that down here. You might have to wait down here, but it's coming down here. How do you know that he's not talking about heaven? Because he says, and the world to come, eternal life. I wasn't big on English in school, but they told me that that word and meant that it was the stuff before and the stuff after. That's what they taught me in the school. They said when they said but, you eliminate stuff before but and focus on the stuff after. But he didn't say that. He didn't say but. He said and. And in the world to come, eternal life. Beyond the hundredfold. I got some surplus benefits. That's going to get you in heaven. Down here, you're going to get your points. Up there, I'm going to let you cash them in. Keep your faith strong, because I got something that when death comes, you're going to still be living in some benefits. I'm trying my best to act like I got some sense. They tell you that death is the end. Mm-mm. Not even for the unbeliever. Death ain't the end. No. You're going to wake up somewhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going somewhere. It's absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's for believers, though. Don't get after everybody. This eternal life thing is amazing. Because death is not an end. It's a vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's like your car. It took you from your house here. Death takes you from earth to glory. Mm-hmm. Which makes Jesus better than any insurance plan because you don't have to call him whenever the wreck is over. You can call him while the car's spinning. And he'll do whatever you need him to do and keep you covered while the car's spinning. Okay? Y'all didn't like that about wrecks? When your life is spinning upside down, God will grab you in the middle of the twists and turns of life and cover you. And you'll have a testimony where other people had a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the problem is that it's hard to preach about heaven to a group of people that don't think they're gonna ever die. Yeah, heaven is not my punishment; it's my goal. Oh, I feel it. I'm living this life just to live again, and with the Lord, I know that I should. Y'all don't want to talk to me. He'll welcome me. I don't know what he gonna do when you show up, but I'm gonna tell you what he gonna do when I show up. He gonna welcome me. Yeah. Yeah, because I got some plans and some stuff I want to see when I get over to glory. Oh, y'all ain't going with me. See, I know we live in a land where everybody wants some more stuff, some more things, some more this, some more that, some more the other. But I'm getting excited about going to the land of no more. I'm done. No more sickness, no more pain, no more worry, no more stress, no more worried about who talking about you. Because as the old folk will say, it's going to a land where the wicked shall cease from troubling, where the weary shall be at rest. They said that the streets were paved with gold. Y'all don't want to hear me in here. That Sabbath will have no end. That the songs ain't got but two words. Hallelujah. Y'all don't talk. He reigns. And when I get there, I'm going to be able to sing a song that the angels can't sing, that I am redeemed. Bought with a price. Y'all don't want to talk to me. If I got some people I want to see when they get over there, y'all don't want to talk to me. I got some folks I want to talk to, but before I can talk to them, I'm going to sit at his feet and say, glory. Yeah, that's part of the benefit plan. That when I get to the other side of this thing, it's gonna be some shouting that I'm going to do that I couldn't do down here. It's some pain I ain't going to feel up there that I'm going to feel down. Y'all don't want to talk to me because I understand that my shout is not predicated on what you see down here. I got some stuff up there that's waiting on me. I don't know what you're looking for. I don't know what you expected. I don't know what you're dealing with. But can I give you my word today to you? Trust him to blow your mind. Trust him. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works. My hundredfold is above and beyond. Whether I think he's going to do it or not, I'm expecting him to do it. No matter what I'm looking for, I'm expecting him to do it. Because guess what? I ain't worried about you, baby. Keep looking at me because you don't understand what I went through to get what I got. You don't know my story, all the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain, what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my praise, so don't try to figure it out. My worship is for real. My worship is for real. I ain't got it all together, but my worship is. I ain't got all of the stuff I'm supposed to do, but my worship for real. Yeah. Pastor, why you come in church and you, first lady was up here, you was standing up here like you was with her. Because I've been through too much. I'm sorry. I really got to get out of here. I understand that y'all understand it because y'all seen it across social media. Every May, June, and July, there's always a video of somebody mama at a graduation. They say don't bring horns. They don't bring the horn. Don't bring no clappers. She ain't got no clappers. But they fool around and call her baby name. And she think about all the hell she had to go through to get that joker across that stage. And you hear something come out of her that she wasn't expecting to do. Glory! I don't talk to you. I'm sorry. I don't know what you came to do today, but I just sat there and started thinking about all of the hell it went through for me to get here today. And the benefit is I can just praise his name. Because he's worthy of all of the praise. He's worthy of all of the glory. I got some benefits. Yeah. I didn't think I would get to the stage. But God, since I'm here, I'm going on and act the fool. Keep looking at me like you want me to sit down. It's all right. Baby, I will put on the show in this joint. I know.
I keep telling everybody in the ministry, we're in a mature phase. I don't need to be on every group. I don't need to see every text message. I don't need to do all of that stuff. Y'all just meet, I got it. Transferring stuff over, getting my hands out of so much stuff. Trusting God because the church getting mature. I was minding my business last night. Wasn't bothering nobody. Wasn't expecting nobody to bother me. Wife was asleep. I'm looking over my sermon notes, trying to get ready for the day. And my phone dinged. I didn't bother nobody. Didn't want nobody to bother me. I'm minding my business, hoping everybody minding theirs. Y'all ain't with me. I'm just minding my business. I was minding my business. Wasn't doing nothing. Phone dinged. I looked at it. Said, no, can't get distracted. Put it over there. Finished working on the sermon. And when I picked it up to get up to go get into bed, looked at the notification, and Bishop Powell had sent a song to the choir. I said, this ain't got nothing to do with me. Put my phone back in my pocket, went on by my business. I get to my office, and my AirPods had pushed the button in my pocket, and the song is playing at full volume. I'm standing behind my desk. And they fooled around and said something that I felt like we needed to hear today. He said, things are about to shift quickly. I don't know if you're waiting on your hundredfold. I don't know if you're waiting on God to do something. I don't know what you're expecting him to do. But you ought to get excited because whatever he's about to do, it ain't going to take him all day. And things are about to shift quickly. Yeah, y'all don't talk to me. Look at your neighbor and say, not much longer now. And you ain't think I paid attention. Not much longer now. Yeah, I've been waiting. Come here, Sophia. I sat in that jail. And they're about to rot. But today I feel like God is going to shift this. I won't leave here. Come. I won't leave here the way that I came. Things are about to shift. Quickly. The problem is that some of us don't know how to act when the shift happens. I know. Get his story real quick, and we're going to go right back to shifting quickly. Y'all ready for this? I'm from the country, not the regular country, but the country. If the country had a country, I was in that country. Y'all don't want to talk to me. So when I left the country and went to my grandmother's house on weekends in the summertime, they would have an ice cream truck. They would have an ice cream truck at grandma's house. And so when you were at grandma's house in an ice cream truck, you would hear the ice cream truck streets over. And it didn't matter what we was doing. When you heard it, you knew it was coming down your street. So you ran in the house and either got your money or start begging for some money. And you had a hurry on you because you better hurry up because the truck is coming. It's coming. It's getting loud. I seen it turn down they streets. You better hurry up. Better hurry up. Get your stuff together. And when you get your money, you look at everybody. Y'all got your house. You good. And then we would get to the street. What direction is coming from? I don't know, but I'm gonna be right here. I'm not moving. I'm going first when they get here. I'm going first when they get here. Bishop Tony, but this is my shout. Because before the ice cream truck showed up, I would look at Jess and say, Jess, what you getting? Yeah. Okay, what you getting? Oh, no, I want the gumball at the bottom of the ice cream corner. I'm going to get that one. I want the blue one with the red ball at the bottom of it. Oh, because last time I had it, it was real good. I'm going to get that again. And so when it starts showing up, we just start bouncing around. Don't rush me. Don't rush me. I know what I'm getting. Don't rush me. Don't push on me now. I got my money. So I got a transferable skill. So I don't know where God at. I don't know whose house he's at. But I hear the music. And if he's in the neighborhood, I'ma just stand on the street and wait till he show up. Cause it's not going not much longer now. I gotta get my words right. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift. Don't get up to the truck talking about you don't know what you're getting.
Baby, I came here looking for. I'm looking for a miracle.
Yeah.
Look at your neighbor and say, he did more than I ever expected. More than I ever expected. He blew my mind. He shifted my everything. Everything I came looking for. He did more I ever expected. I'm sick of lack. Greater is coming. I'm sick of worrying. Greater is coming. I'm sick of sickness. Greater is coming. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quick. It's gonna be quick. It's gonna be quick. You better. Yeah. Not much longer. Not much longer. What you doing, Pastor? I'm waiting on you to catch it. Because when this thing shifts, I don't want you left behind. Because I'm not coming back to get you. He gonna have to come by again. Not much longer. Things are about to shift quickly. Yeah. I need y'all to just one time for me. Just one time for the one time. That's just me. Just me. I because I like to know who with me. Anybody ready for him to do it? Anybody expecting God to do it? Anybody looking for God to do it? Anybody want God to do it? No matter what you got going on and what you dealing with, you ready for him to blow your mind? I don't care where you are and what you're dealing with. Are you saying, God, I'm ready for you to shift this thing? And when you do it, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be right there. God, right now, can you shift it? Can you? Look at your neighbor and say, not much longer, 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 not much longer. Not much longer. That's the wrong neighbor if they ain't shout. Not much longer. Not much longer. Old folks said, I don't have much time here. I don't have a lot of time to be playing with you, patty caking. Baby, I need him to do it right. I need him to bless me so much. I need some seniors in here to say, I need him to bless me so much my grandchildren get blessed. I need him to bless me so much that the people that don't come to church would know that this, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I need somebody to say, God, I came needing you more today than I ever needed you before. And the benefits is whatever I need, you got. Whatever I need, you got. Whatever I'm looking for, you can do it. And God, I don't have to wait till eternal life for peace. Give it to me now. Okay. That's it. I'm for real this time. I'm for real this time. What God just told me was that if you praise him, he gonna evict that stuff that's disrupting you. That's what he told me. That you've been looking for your peace, but your praise has been predicated by what's disturbing your peace. You better learn to praise him until peace returns to your house. You better praise the hell out of your house, out of your mind, out of your job, out of everything around you. You better learn to thank God, because it's going to shift. And when it shifts, it's going to do it quick.
Get somebody and say, not much longer now. Ooh. Come on, not much longer. Not much longer. Not much longer now. Not much longer now. Come on, look at them. It's almost over. Come on, put a praise on that. Much longer. The word of the Lord has already been brought forth. He said, now, not much longer now. Come on, if you needed that word, let your hands testify. Let your hands tell a story. Not much longer. Hey, hey, hey. Things is about to shift. He said, things is about to shift. You better hold on to that word. That's why I'm pausing. I'm trying to give you a chance to put it in your pocket. You take that with you because